Welcome to the Astrology University podcast, helping you find insight, inspiration, and meaning through the study of astrology. And now, on to the show. Hello, and welcome to this month's declination report, where I give you an overview of the main transiting declination aspects every month, as well as some advice about how you can navigate those important declination events. And I'm your host, Tony Howard. Check out the accompanying blog post on Astrology University for a full list of the major declination aspects and dates. If you're brand new to declination and you just want to know what it is, check out my blog post, What is Declination, at Astrology University. Okay, with that, let's get started. As August kicks off, the moon is out of bounds for one day on the 1st, and then it goes out of bounds again from August 10th to 14th, and from August 25th to 29th. Right now, we're in a time period where the moon is going out of bounds at least a couple of times every month. These are good days to pay attention to your emotions, but also to your habitual responses, to those parts of you that react on autopilot without thinking. Especially on the 12th to the 14th, while the moon is in Cancer, the volume has turned up really high on subjectivity. This might be a blessing, or it might feel like something a little bit less than that. Consider using this time to process rather than react. Take time for yourself and emphasize self-care. When the moon is back down from its declination peaks, you'll have a little more space to process outwardly or to process with others. Consider the air sign moon dates to enhance objectivity. For instance, this month, the moon in Libra on the 19th and 20th could be great choices to share your feelings after you've done that processing. Venus is retrograde for all of August, and at the start of the month, it makes a parallel to Mars on the 1st. Venus-Mars contacts are great for circulating creative life force in the body as well as the heart. The 1st was complex, though, August 1st, that is, because Venus was at the apex of a yod with Neptune and Pluto and also square Uranus. I talked about that a little bit in my Venus retrograde webinar, so tune into that on Astrology University to get the full scoop on Venus retrograde this year. On August 5th, Mercury makes a parallel to Venus, but it's already in range of a conjunction with Mars, which gets within 5 degrees the next day. While Venus can help Mercury be a little bit more eloquent and pleasing, Mercury in Virgo is palling up with Mars, and that kind of has the feeling of irritability. My sense is that the irritation is just coming to the surface around this time, but we're not quite sure where it's headed or just how irritating it's about to get because Venus is softening things a little bit on that day. Then from August 6th to August 22nd, Mercury will be applying to Mars within 5 degrees on August 6th and just getting tighter, and it makes a parallel on August 7th. Now that's a special day to note when Mercury is both parallel and conjunct Mars on August 7th. Be careful with your words that day. Speak forcefully in defense of those in need, or to call attention to what needs mending. Those are great uses of this energy, but do resist the temptation to offer unsolicited advice, especially when it's coming from a place of anger. Instead, feel the anger and then spend some time with it and skillfully craft your response over a couple of days at least. Communicate only after you've dissipated some of that heat or maybe all of it. That might be the hardest thing to do this month, though. You're tuning into something that needs to be fixed or someone who needs help on the positive side, so be supportive and tap into your humility, but not your self-deprecation. If you're looking for a little positive juju this month, there's a tiny bit on August 11th when the Sun makes a parallel to Jupiter while also squaring Jupiter. Some astrologers report that any aspect with Jupiter is helpful for tapping into some good vibes. When there's a square, though, we want to be sensitive to overdoing or overpromising. Things start to get a little murky or shady around August 14th when Mercury makes a contraparallel with Neptune while still square Mars. And then Mars makes a contraparallel to Neptune on August 20th while opposing it. This is probably the biggest news this month. You might be surprised by your own actions. Your motivations may not be clear and you might be confusing others. Or you might face someone else who's being unclear, or even that seems like they're being a little bit shady from your perspective. You might not be able to get a really clear answer one way or the other, and so your intuition is usually going to be your best guide at times like this, or it might be your only guide. Trust your gut, even if logic is telling you otherwise. Resist taking action, especially if you're feeling uncertain, until after this aspect has separated a bit, beginning around August 27th, once Mars moves into Libra. Now, that might present its own challenge, but I find personally that it's easier to work with indecision, or maybe we could describe it as too much consideration for others, than it is to be totally confused, dealing with shady circumstances, not sure where you stand, and not sure where they stand. Instead, use this Mars-Neptune time through a lot of August for time off if you can, or slowing down. Your energy might be a little low if this one's hitting your chart, so you might just want to do that anyway or feel that call. And that could be you if you have important planets in Virgo, Pisces, Sagittarius, or Gemini, or if that transit is falling in your first house or your sixth house, or impacting your moon. Now, there's a little roadblock aspect on August 22nd with the Sun opposite Saturn, and that feeling tightens up the next day after the Sun goes into Virgo. This is a quick one, though, so the frustration you might face is probably short-lived, but you might get a clue about something that needs extra work or effort on your part. Mercury goes retrograde on August 22nd as well, and that makes another parallel with Mars on August 30th. So Mercury's Mr. Fix-It gifts in Virgo are a little complicated if you're trying to do something new, but if you're applying this energy to clearing out the space for some new Mercury endeavors, once Mercury goes direct, you'll be aligning perfectly with this energy. All right, well, that does it for this month's declination report. To learn more about declination, check out my course, Intro to Declination at Astrology University. And I also just want to remind you that at Astrology University, our four-year program opens up for what we call bundle registration once a year in the summertime, and it's open right now through August 30th, and you can register for all 9 courses in 1 year of our program for the price of 8. Head over to astrologyuniversity.com/program to get all of those details, and email us at help@astrologyuniversity.com if you have any questions. Also, email the help team if you'd like to schedule a free advising session with me to talk about whether the program is right for you. All right, with that, I'll say goodbye for now, and until next time, take good care. Thanks for tuning in to the Astrology University podcast. I'm the founder, Tony Howard. Head over to astrologyuniversity.com, where you can find webinars and courses to help deepen your study of astrology. Study with some of the best astrologers in the field, and check out our diploma program for those of you interested in working professionally or in developing the skill to analyze charts for yourself, your friends, and family. Hope to see you in class soon, and until then, take good care.